Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all my global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the evening time, waiting for my co-host to come on through. I'm sure he'll be here very shortly, but until then, we got to get it off and going up in here tonight. We are so excited. I always get excited for Thursday night because some amazing talents always come through and just really share and a great moment with, either singing, bringing comedy or poetry. It's just awesome just to have all of you guys always show us love and support, and we certainly appreciate you for that because without you, there is no show. So with that being said, we're going to get it off and going up in here. And I see we already have many callers on the line, so we are just going to get it started a little bit here. We're going to take the first caller. Caller from the 847 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping to the mic tonight?
Good evening. This is Poetic J. Harris. How you doing, Poetic E?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for having this show.
You're quite welcome. What are you going to do for us, dear sister?
Well, I'm going to do a poem some may agree with and some may not. It's called The Rules for Going Ham. H-A-M stands for Haters Against Nicki Minaj.
Oh, okay. That's all right. No matter, they don't, everybody don't like it. You just do you, sister.
All right. First rule of ham. Don't get it twisted. We aren't trying to destroy hip-hop as we know it. We are trying to save it. Save it from people, principalities, and powers that play us against it and subsequently us against each other. And I am tired. Aren't you tired? Tired of being played by an industry that sells narcissistic, self-affirming schlock to undereducated masses of Americana, i.e. are you getting rich while they suffer to fit in a mold that was never made for them to fit in and then calling it individuality? I never knew blackface came in so many shocking colors, like pink. And I think or I thought that last Friday it was Eurohype white skin and blonde hair, but I digress. Second rule of ham, fuck the Illuminati. Don't get me twisted. There's obviously something wrong with this bullshit the world is calling rap, but are we passing the buck or the blame to them when we say the devil made them do that? Shit, people, don't be sheeple. Just stop buying their records. I know it's hard to think for yourself, go against the grain, and not go with the flow, but could we please have a rapper with a flow with more common sense who doesn't applaud, get a Grammy, and then thank God for bitches, bling, and violence? Can we retard the malignant growth of stupidity in our community that self-destructively tells the world that it's okay if we kill each other daily because we learned it in a song? Third rule of hand. Always remember the days when a rhyme couldn't get you killed. Remember the days we struggled to find the end of our own rainbow, and when we found it, we basked in the glow that was us. Not that shit they sell us on TV now, but the real us. Remember, black is still beautiful, and real rap is true poetry. And the truth was and always is hard to swallow. Remember these rules in our battle cry. Don't follow. Just go ham. And that's that piece.
All right, now, sister. you know, one of the amazing things about poetry is just you have the freedom to express, and you did it. You know, but I agree with you on so many levels. Just the way the industry is out there, it's just something that you can't, you know, it is hard to swallow some things because, you know, they use it in it's supposed to be a beautiful thing to make music and express yourself, but they make it all about everything else. And I'm sorry.
Like they make it all about a gimmick or something.
Absolutely, absolutely. And definitely you express your definitely feelings with regard to that piece, and I really enjoyed it. And thank you so much for sharing that here on the show. Do you want to share, you have a book, CD out there that you want to plug?
I do have a book I want to plug. It's called Random Acts of Verse. And it's available right now for Amazon and Amazon Kindle. It is $10 on Amazon.com, and for Amazon Kindle, it is only $2.99. And it's part memoir and part chapbook. So it's called Random Verse because it's made up of various things I've said on stage, plus it's me talking about my life. So.
Okay, we got definitely. What was the? You said it's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon.com and on Amazon Kindle, available for Kindle. So
okay.
There's two ways you can get it.
Okay. All right, my sister. I love buying other people's stuff just to show some support. I thank you so much again for sharing that piece on the show, and please feel free to come by anytime and just share in your voice.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
All right, have a wonderful evening. All right, we're going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 281 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, Poetic E. I'm Sheila Page. I'm not talented. I can't, you know, I can't do that, do any of that. I just listen.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate you calling in. I'm sure you're telling them that something you sing.
I can't even sing. I can't carry a tune. When I sing, everybody start laughing. They start crying because they be laughing so hard. I can't even do that. So I have a good ear. I got a good listening ear.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate your presence here, and it's just wonderful to know that somebody's listening and just, you know, showing us a little bit of love. So we appreciate this call.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the show if you can.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. All right, we're going to take the very next caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller, 313. Okay. Well, we'll come back to you. If you come back to the phone, we'll try to connect you in a little bit. But in the meantime, we're going to keep it going here and take the very, very next caller. All right, caller from the 786 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
This is DC, the voice of reason.
Hey, DC, how are you this evening?
I'm all right, yourself?
I'm doing great and couldn't be better.
That's
what
good.
You going to do for
That's great. Well, I come here to do a poem or two if I could.
Okay.
Well, right now I'm in the midst of writing a lot of stuff, so it's like my mind is bungled with words, but I'm trying to pick something out that is going to be fitting right now. Let's see.
All right.
I'm going to do this poem I think I did last time on your show, and a lot of people received it real and really loved it. So I'm going to do this one again. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Just like a bird, I wanna fly free. Just like a bird, I wanna fly free. Just like a bird, I wanna fly, fly free. God, can you hear me? I said, God, can you hear me? Are you listening? If you are, can you please intercede and deliver us from our trespasses that trespass against us. All the cries that my ancestors gave the very day ignorance created the first slave, adopted in this so-called land of the free and home of the brave, tagged and sold on auction blocks with limited space, timed by random expiration dates. And you have the nerve to say that love heals all wounds, right? Well, what was love when my father was drugged for miles till his screams turned into silence? And what was love when my mother was raped by opportunities that time couldn't kill? And what was love when hate was the only thing that fed my survival? So one day, God convinced me to take ownership of a praise that took the place of the noose around my neck. And I swore before my right hand to God that I would never allow vengeance to build bridges that my children couldn't cross. So now my days of being a slave are numbered, conquered by this warrior in me. Because there are laws that protect me. Because as long as I have the faith of a mustard seed, God will pay me with his promises. So now at the cost of obedience, I can now hear the drums of freedom celebrated in the womb of Africa, narrated through her eyes of resilience. And her heartbeat made us dance with tambourines that were made from the skins of her oppressors. For they know not what they do, because we were slaves planted in forbidden fruit that became heathens of the overwhelmed with a clenched fist. Directed by untitled tribulation, because only revelation resides within these lines of struggle. And I plead the fifth on being humble, and I wonder if freedom will ever credit redemption for suffering at the hands of strangers. And I am tired of God being bookmarked in randomly read pages read backwards, forgetting that he is the beginning and the end. Because God don't make cowards out of the chosen, because strength comes in numbers, only subtracted by non-believers that cheat God by putting him in the confines of lines with no passion, leaving freedom to fend for itself with no followers. So now the truth can only survive on borrowed time, taken from lives with insufficient funds. But my battle was already won, because God became the catalyst of my praise. He is the pulse of my purpose. He is the integrity of the sun. He is the heartbeat of this drum. He is love without compromise. He is unread messages through faith-driven eyes. He is life. He is light. He is freedom. Amen.
Oh, you know, DC, I think it's redundant to keep saying how I feel about when you just come on this mic. But, you know, you have to know that I am standing up with my handkerchief in my hand, and you're making me want to come down there and preach. Well, you don't hear me. All right, we're going to keep it together here. We're going to keep it together. But DC, you just a very infectious person. It's, All right. We're coming back. We back here. DC, you did your thing like always. And you know that even though you've done that piece before, it's just even more effective. Your know, I could hear it again, and it still comes with it just an extra fire behind it or something. I know you got to be praying and doing a whole lot of other things, because it's just something that comes from you, that exudes from your spirit, you know, and it connects with other people's spirit.
Yeah.
All right, now, y'all, I got to know I love D.C., so, you know, I ain't going to take up all the time praising him.
The irony of that piece is that piece was such a struggle to finish, because, you know, whenever you write a poem with God in it like that, and as much as I write, talk about him in that poem, you know, the powers that be don't want you to finish that, because he don't want you to affect people with talking about God, period. So it's like that poem was a real struggle. But, you know, to God be the glory, I finished it, and, you know, it took me a minute to get the delivery together and figure out how I was going to do it, but God gave me that, you know, in a dream one time, and I woke up doing it like that ever since. So, you know, when I got into poetry, real quick, it's like I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be serious about it. I can't, because I understand the power of words. You know, even when I was a little kid, I always understood words can influence so many people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And if I was going to do it, and I'm putting my words in people's atmosphere, I wanted to do it in a way that's going to affect them positively, not negatively.
Yes.
Because I always say, if a person is withdrawing more than they deposit, you need to get rid of that person as a friend. So I try to, you know, deposit a lot more than I withdraw. So, you know, that's just D.C., the voice of reason. That's just how I live. That's how I operate, and that's how I am.
And we know this, because we feel it. We feel it, and I imagine that the people that are around you that get the pleasure of actually seeing you physically, they see it. So,
yeah.
Well, let us know what you're doing out there, D.C. Share with the people if you got anything you want to plug.
Well, I just did the first annual Spit Your Pen Poetry Award show that's ever been done here in Miami. I'm really thankful for that. The Miami Times down here really wanted to do an interview with it. And, you know, the event was really successful, and the proceeds went to the Will Bell Foundation, you know, the poet that was slain last year. And we're also doing a poetry fest here in Miami, Spit Your Pen Poetry Fest, which is in September. It's like September the 19th to the 23rd. And we're getting that together right now, and that's a real big thing that we're doing. Proceeds from that are going to go to the Will Bell Foundation as well. I'm also involved in the Love Colored Black. I'm co-founder of that movement. Love Colored Black is a foundation where the proceeds go to Christie House. It's a foundation about sex trafficking here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And Christie House is a house that houses those youth that's been in that situation and create funds for them to live, for housing, for, you know, their personal needs like that. So, you know, I got my hand on a lot of stuff, and, you know, God didn't give me the gift of speaking and being influential and not use it. So I'm going to use it, and I'm going to do it to affect people and to change the world one person at a time, however I can do it.
Amen, amen. I'm with you with that one. All right. D.C., the voice of reason, y'all. He's doing a lot of things out there, and I knew that he would be. You know, you can't have all this anointing and keep it all to yourself. Thank you, D.C. I so appreciate you coming through as always.
Okay. Well, I'm going to fall back and listen to some other poets. I see Katrina on here, so I want to hear her. I haven't heard her in a long time, so that'll be nice.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We have Miss Katrina in the house tonight. We love you, my dear sister. All right. We're going to keep the show going. I see my co-host has arrived in the building, so we're going to connect him in right now. Hey, Stevie G.
What's up, Missy? I miss my boy, huh? DC, get back on and do it again. I want to hear it.
You said DC, get back on and do it again. Ooh, DC is like a drug. You can't get enough of them. You get addicted. You know, it's a spiritual drug.
That man is on point with his all the time. I know whatever he did, he entertained.
Yes, yes, he does. I mean, he tore it up. He had me going, you know, wanting to go to church up in hell. I had to put my rumble in my voice and get my handkerchief in my hand. Right, we're going to keep it going here. We just had a little moment of laughter there. All right, we're going to take it down the scroll here. All right, y'all confusing me on the switchboard. We got so many people from the 252 area code. All right. That's Ms. Jacqueline's area. All right. Well, we're going to take somebody from that area code here. Call from the 252 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Your first exchange is 227.
I just want to listen in.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my sister, for listening in. We appreciate your presence here. All right. We appreciate all of you just, you know, for listening in. We so appreciate you. We're going to keep it going down the line here. Caller from the 202 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
What's up, Poetic E, Stevie G? This is Larry.
Hey, Larry, what's up?
You know what? Let me scream Lowry's name. No. Hey, Lowry, how you doing?
I'm so great. I'm flattered to be on. I want to give you a double duck quick.
You and DC are on the same night. It's got to be nice. I'm all ears. Bring it.
I'm going to do this new piece I wrote called Mark of the Beast.
All right.
You know, I said I was not going to write this. Did not want to ignite this. But I no longer am going to fight this. It is amazing how I've always been that confidant, good sport, fair weather friend, you name it. And yet some of the people that claim they love me didn't value or embrace me. They are so quick to assume things about me untrue, too selfish to put themselves in my shoes. You want to do what you want to do, no matter what the struggles that I go through. And then you won't own up to the bullshit that you put upon me. It's like some of them are so mindless that they subconsciously try to destroy me with their own demons. Lord, they stick with that shit. I'm talking about people, whether they be family or close friends, that for some reason can't seem to give you all the genuine love you deserve. Then these same people love to take what little flaws you have and meticulously try to destroy you mentally with some snide and sneaky mental BS, some nerve. And it is so amazing how some of these people tell you how much they love you and not even show you in a roundabout way. But these same folks will be kissing an outsider's ass, doing everything for a total stranger, but will be some Tommy and give you just a little back and possibly leave you in danger. They so far gone in their own funk that they don't realize that they might mean what the fungus on their soul has gotten so swelled. And sometimes it's the ones that hurt me most that are the ones that are ever so close. But, you know, I had to realize that these poor people are sick with that shit from the beach like we all are, but some more than others. In their subconscious mind, they try to touch any and everyone that they can with their sick brand of energy. From their insecurity to low self-esteem to the baggage to their self-inflicted wounds that they try to push off on you. So I just say in a silent mental prayer, Lord, forgive them. Let forgiveness flow through me, for they absentmindedly know but not understand what they do. I've come to realize that despite their wicked ways, to their own soul's demise, they are spiritually in bondage, succumb to the beast they mock slave. So I say peace to them, be among them as they are lulled to sleep, they have succumbed to the beast. And that's my piece.
All right.
Laurie Edwards, you know you did your thing when I have to call you by your first and your last name.
Oh man, that's a compliment. That's a compliment, man.
Wow, that was an intense piece, but you know you spoke a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, well, truth is something that a lot of people don't like. So, hey, you know, when you expose the truth, you expose God. So, I just look at it like that. But before I go, Stevie G, thank you. Poetic E, I got something I want to dedicate to you and all the ladies in the room.
All right.
Let's see. One look in your eyes, and there I see all that you mean to me. Here in my heart, I believe your love is all I'll ever need. Holding you close to the night, I need you here in my heart. I promise to love faithfully. You're all I need. Starting now, I promise to love faithfully. You're all I. Your love is all I give and need. Thank you.
Oh my. No, thank you, Laurie. Oh my goodness. Oh. Laurie, you are just such a sweetheart. That was, I don't even need to tell you that how beautiful that was. I know the ladies in the house, y'all should be screaming right about now. Yes. You're going to have me dreaming about that.
Hey, that's what it's for. I want to thank y'all. I want to slide out the way if anybody want to get at me. Facebook, Laurie, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/soulofLaurie. Join the Laurie fan page on Facebook. If you like anything that you heard, I have an album entitled Poetic Love. I'm working on a new one. Go to www.laurie.bandcamp.com. You can download anything you like. If you download something for 99 cents, you got a free CD coming to you. And follow me on YouTube as well, Laurie Edwards Music. And I want to thank Stevie G, Poetic E, for having me and other hype poets on the show, and those of you that are listening in the chat rooms and the phone lines, those people that are texting, thank you so much. Love y'all, man. Let's keep this positive movement going, for sure.
Yes.
All right, Larry.
All right, Larry. We love you.
Thank you for always doing your thing, too, bro.
All right, that was Mr. Laurie Edwards. My goodness. Woo! DVD, I think you're going to have to take the mic because Laurie just let me, he just put me in a, woo, my heart over here pounding. So beautiful.
Larry, you got him, man.
He stole marks. Well, we're going to keep the show going, everyone. We still see some eager beakers on the line. But let's break it up a little bit because we have some poets that sent in some great stuff for us to put in rotation. So we're going to share a little track from one of those poets. And this is an amazing poet. I happen to love this piece from this particular brother. And it's entitled Arizona Tea and Skittles by Israel.
So truth is, I don't even know what to write. I mean, what did you want me to say? First Sean Bell, now Trayvon, and the list just seems to go on and on. Arizona sweet tea has now become a black man's death sentence. Skittles, taste your doom. Feels like they want us all face down in a bloody pool. Yellow tape. What can we possibly do when our cries for help aren't answered? When our protests and petitions are ignored? When our voice isn't heard? We are burying too many kings and queens. These godless beings have an agenda. An agenda to make us all extinct, but I hear it. I hear it in the wind, in the rustle of the trees, war drums in the breeze. When I rise from my knees, that our help is unseen. It's time to ante up. When our little brothers and sisters, baby cousins, nieces, and nephews become casualties, we in a war. This beast knows his time is done. His last stance is to attack our young. While we so busy looking to the hills from which our help come, he coming through our backyard with guns drawn. It bothers me when every poem written is in honor of a slain son. So I cry to the moon at night, praying for just one little sign. The concrete is literally hung over from our blood. When you can't turn to those sworn to protect and serve, wickedness is the new swagger. They wear it like a new trend. They red bottoms ain't a new fashion statement. They bottoms are red from stepping onto the bloodstained streets that my people lay on. Their fingers and footprints will forever bear witness to these ongoing massacres, not from a war zone overseas miles and miles away, no, but right here. On this American soil, we've been in civil war. Excuse me. I meant modern warfare, but this shit is real. Ain't no games being played in these trenches. Babies being snatched away. What possibly do you want me to say? When at night, I'm haunted by gunshots and 911 tapes. But since they want us to retaliate, let this serve as a final warning to those plotting my people's demise. This isn't a poem, it's prophecy. A storm is coming, and it will wait for you at your front door. For what you sow, you must reap. And your harvest is cursed, for survival is in our DNA. So I pray that you ask for forgiveness to whatever God you serve, because you have cast a check that your ass can't pay. And I promise you, Skittles or Arizona sweet tea won't endorse you.
Yes, yes. I promised that brother that I would keep him in rotation. That's Mr. Israel with Arizona tea and Skittles. If you were paying attention, the message was definitely profound, just going along with what everybody else been doing up in here, but in many different ways, but still delivering a message. All right, Stevie G, what you doing over there?
Drinking wine and listening to the show.
How about we're going to keep the show going. If you're tuned in, make sure if you want to be heard tonight, we got quite a few of you on the scroll. On a switchboard scroll, so make sure you select option one. All of those of you in the chat room, we so appreciate your presence. The number to call in is 917-932-8881. We'd love for you to speak out and be heard. All right, with that being said, we're going to keep it going here and take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 252, your exchange is 312. You're on the air, Ms. Poetic Me, and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, good evening. It's Jacqueline.
Hey,
good evening, Jacqueline.
How
How are you?
How's it going? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You have such a humble voice. You always put a smile on my face when I hear your voice.
Well, thank you. That's good to know. And
what
likewise.
Thank you. What are you going to do tonight?
Well, this piece is it's really untitled, but I guess you could. It's kind of about friendship.
Okay.
Okay. All right. In this life, you will find that people come and go. Some into your life for good reason, and others, well, not so much. You know the type. But if you have been blessed with someone who loves you, who truly understands you, who adds joy instead of drama, who holds your hand when you go through rough spots, who has your back when folks try to tear you down, who lends a shoulder or an ear when you need it most, who loves you in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of the fact that you're different, in spite of who you are, where you've been, where you're going, what you enjoy, who love you unconditionally, who are not afraid to tell you the truth, even if it hurts. Don't know about you, but I'd rather have the truth any day over a lie. If you have been blessed with such a jewel, please don't take them for granted. Return the love, y'all. And that's that piece.
All right. Right now, I love that piece. Very good. You know what?
Thank you.
Exactly, and that was a wonderful piece because, you know, we do need to return the love and respect one another, you know, so often that
right.
So many of us don't. We don't, you know, respect mm-hmm. one another and return the love to each other. And I would
that's
rather
good.
You also have people to tell me the truth rather than the lie.
That's right. I mean, the truth hurts a lot of times, but please. Just let me deal with that, you know. Just give me the truth and let me deal with it from that point on.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Everybody's coming through with messages tonight, you know, so we definitely have to tune our ears and take a listen in. All right. Do you have anything you want to plug tonight, my sister?
Okay. Yeah, actually, if anybody's in the Elizabeth City, North Carolina area, I'll be signing books Saturday the 12th, May 12th at Page After Page Bookstore. And your listeners can feel free to check out my website at booksbyjacqueline.net. If you have any questions, you can check out my website. I'm also on Facebook, Jacqueline Thomas Rome, if anybody wants to connect and have any questions concerning that.
All right, Ms. Jacqueline, we always love when you come through, and we so appreciate you, my sister. All right, keep on doing your thing, because I see you out there, you're going strong.
I'm working on it.
Can, you know, stay encouraged, and we love you and appreciate you. All right, Ms. Jacqueline Rome, everybody. All right, make sure you reach out and touch and support my sister. All right, let's keep it going here. Like, we got to mix it up just a little bit, and we're going to put another artist that we promise to keep them in rotation, and I promise that you're going to like this. This is Mr. Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? Bringing his piece, Who Am I? All right.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who
I am that infinite eternity. I am the gift of the breath of life. I am the fluidic master of the season. I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations. I am the rivers of life. I am the rainfall of life. The pedigree of life descends from me. I am the all of the universe that it can contain. I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past. I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases. I move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that neo light that never dims. The moon borrowed its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life, the life germ that grows under my spell. I am the season of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
Alright, Detroit and all my global listeners. That was Mr. Hakeem Trampson with Who Am I, repping the D. All right, we got some more eager callers on the line, so we're going to get back into it and just do what we do. All right. Caller from the...
Hello?
Caller, 252 area code. With I think we got too many 252s. I think this is caller from the 281 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic D and Mr. Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Yes, this is Sheila again, the non-talented.
Okay, Sheila, thank you. Okay, let me go down the line again. Thank you so much
right.
for hanging out and enjoying it this
yes.
evening. All right, we're going to take it down the line. Caller from the 216 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, Nate Devil.
Thank Dizzle for Shizzle, my friend.
All right, what's going on? How you doing, CBG? How you guys doing?
What's up, Nate?
How you doing?
What kind of conscious piece you going to bring tonight? What comedic piece? You always come with all types of flavor, so.
I got one you're going to love tonight.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to love this one. This is called Don't Force Feed Me. Don't force feed me your subliminal gay messages through songs and commercials. Last I recall, making love to my girl didn't need no rehearsal or roles of reversal. Don't force feed me your sexual preference. As much as you shove it down my throat, I just can't come to accept it. Because making love to my girl is the greatest essence. For a life that's right and made to appear socially acceptable, they've gone ahead and approved the union of opposite sexes to make it more credible. They don't want black history books in our classrooms to educate the young in the contributions we've made, like it's wrong, but incorporate same-sex textbooks and influence young impressionable minds that it's okay to have same-sex partners unified on the same song, which is two chicks with no dick or two dicks with no chick. Quite frankly, it all sounds sick. If you teach my son it doesn't matter which hook he hangs his hat on, how is he supposed to be the ruler over his house? Just what the fuck is that about? They try and break down a child's ability to discern, then force them to accept a behavior that should never be learned. Don't force feed me a lifestyle Sodom and Gomorrah was burned for. As much as y'all try and force feed me, I'm good. I don't want no more. Neither do I want a dick going through my back door or any door on my body. And if I had a son, I would tell him, son, it's just not godly. They use civil rights as a part of their fight to make this lifestyle an acceptable part of the American life. On one hand, they want people to be civil to a lifestyle of choice, whereas to be born being black, niggas was hanged, lynched, and murdered, and no one lifted a voice. Neither did we have a choice. Now they give them same-sex benefits and call it domestic partners to make it seem so innocent. The word nigger is used as an everyday catchphrase like it's cool to use, and when someone says you're gay or a homo, they get real offended. I'm sorry, but ain't that what you are? There was no hurt intended. Last I recall, the word gay meant happy or jolly, and that was it. Anything other than that is just playing with shit. Don't force feed me the idea that every man has a feminine side to him. After all, a woman was created from Adam's rib and not Adam from Eve's rib. Pay attention to the information they give. I'm all for women's lib and pro-choice. It's a woman's world, and on that note, I can honestly lift my voice. It's up to her to have a baby. Any ands, ifs, or maybes, it's her choice and decision to have a baby. But for two men or women to fight for the same right as a man and woman, fight all you want to, because you won't be a part of the afterlife or the life to come. We all must stand before God to the sound of those beating judgment drums. That is my piece.
That was really, really
good. Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone
has been coming with some truth tonight on so many different levels. on so many different topics. Wow.
I wanted to read that at the lounge where I go to, but after I read it to several of my friends and stuff, they was like, don't read it. They was like, because there's a lot of gay people over there. And even though they say it's open mic poetry, if I read that, they was like, people would get offended by it. So,
yeah.
I'll do it on the radio. That way I ain't got to worry about it.
Well, you know.
We have a ton of listeners, and you should feel offended right now.
Well, I didn't mean to offend you.
Listen, it's open mic. So if you ain't open to whatever comes through the vocals of someone, through the mic to your ears, then you need to step off. Because
that's right. You're right. I agree with you. You're right.
It's not called closed mic.
You're right. Open
well
mic.
Well done, my brother, Nate Dizzle, for shit-on-nizzle.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? So many of the poets that came before you, too, and they were speaking a lot of truth. And you know what? The truth does hurt, no matter how it's said, or, you know, it does. You know, we have a process in life. We were born and created in a certain way. You know, certainly we don't discriminate against people, but, you know, what you said in your piece about, you know, everybody has to answer to God for all the things that we have to answer to.
That's true. I don't hate nobody. You know, if you want to do a man, if you're a man, and if you want to do a woman, if you're a woman, hey, I don't have nothing to say about it because the end result is going to be God's judgment about you, not mine. So I don't have nothing to say, man. No.
Absolutely.
You know, you said it's not morally right, but there's a lot of things that are not morally right. Murder is not morally right, but people getting killed every day.
Absolutely. You know? Well, all right, CBG, let me get out like that and break it down. All right, lady, so I appreciate you for coming through, like always. All right, we're going to take the very next caller here. Well, it seems like everybody has been coming with a lot of truth here. Caller from the 240 area code, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller 240, are you there? I hear you, but are you there?
Maybe he was offended.
240, your first exchange is 501. We have like 240s. Okay. All right. Well, we'll come back to you, and we're going to take the very next caller. All right, 901, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? I hear something in the background.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, is that you, CBG? Okay, well, I'm answering all the calls. Okay.
That was me sneezing. I'm sorry.
No, it's not like somebody was doing something in the background. Okay, caller. Now, we are going to take the very next caller and go from there. Oh, I see our caller from the 240 is back. Caller from the 240 area code. Your first exchange is 501. You're currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. CVG. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Somebody got phone.
Well, they called right back in. All right, well, we're going to keep it going. We must keep it going. We only have 4 more minutes remaining in the show. I want to make a quick announcement. For those of you who have been keeping in contact with me, this September the 29th, we are having the Spoken Word Billboard Awards
here in Canton, Michigan. We have confirmed a lot of people that are going to be with us. I have some great people working with me to try to bring all this all together. We have confirmed a lot of people. If you want to perhaps think you may want to perform, we do have a few more spots available. Reach out and touch me. You can call me at Mike and Michelle Publishing at 734-365-6689. We do have a lot of people, you know, that some of you may know or may not know that will be performing that night and will be honored that night. We have, well, we just confirmed Mr. Laurie Edwards today with his manager. We have a comedian coming there. I'm not going to disclose her name until we get that final piece of paperwork out. We have Mr. Romeo Donati. We have Zach Matthews, him and his band from California, the Bay Area. We have Mr. John Green. A lot of you know him. He reps the area. We have... well, we have so many people that are definitely going to be hot and raising the mic that night. We have Jamie McConnell. She's been on the show. She's from the Virginia area. She brought that piece on our show not too long ago about I forgot the piece. I don't even know if you were on that night. But she's coming. She's going to be on the program with us. So we have a lot of phenomenal people coming in. We have some steppers coming in. So, there's going to be a lot of great entertainment. So make sure you reach out and touch us, and that way we can get you all acquainted and get you, you know, we definitely will be. Miss Poetic X in the chat room is going to be working on my on the team with me and Lori. And I just hired a new personal assistant because the sister needs some help. And I got some help, so we definitely are going to be making sure that we get the noise out there very, very soon. We hope Mr. Wing Dog can come. I know you're in Alabama, but I might have to reach out and touch you too, Wing Dog. But with all that being said, I just want to make that quick announcement. We're going to take two more callers because we still have a little bit of time here, 2 minutes. But you guys in the chat room, you probably won't be able to hear the last few minutes of the few points I'm going to take, so you may have to call in to 917-932-8881 to hear the rest of the poets on the air. Let's take two more callers and before we wrap up the show this evening. All right, we're going to take the very next caller. All right, caller from the 513 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
It's Romeo DiNatti. Hey, Poetic E, Stevie G.
Hey, Romeo, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How y'all doing tonight?
How you
doing, Romeo? What
great
you going to do for us tonight, Romeo?
I want to show one of my erotic pieces, if that's cool.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right. This is titled Those Lips. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I want to kiss your lips till your eyes roll into the back of your head. I want to kiss your lips until you feel the need to grab and squeeze the covers on the bed. I want to kiss your lips till your body gets weak. Then further kiss your lips until you start to drip on the sheets. I want to kiss, gently box your lips so good it makes you rub on my face. I want to kiss your lips from the door to the couch, the floor, up and down the steps, baby. I want to kiss your lips all over the place. To be honest, I want to kiss your lips until you feel like you're going to melt into my mouth. Like a soaring eagle looking for nourishment, I'm heading my way down south and softly kiss your lips then slowly slap my tongue over and around your lips till the feeling makes you grab and caress your breast, and directly after I part your sweet drip and lift up my tongue, you think, oh, shit, this is the best. My body, your bottom lip. But don't think I'm done with you. I'm finna take my time. I'ma kiss your lips just as long as it takes grapes to turn into fine. I close my eyes, pulled you to my face and went to work. All you heard was a sloop, slop, slurps of my kissing you, of me licking you, of me testing you, of me enjoying every single drip down my chin, and of all the moans and groans I receive from those lips. That's my thought.
All right.
My goodness.
Just my thoughts.
All right. We love those thoughts, Romeo. And I'm sure everybody in Michigan will appreciate them, too. But you don't have to clean it up just a tad bit.
Oh, that was my message.
No, that wasn't bad. I'm just kidding. You know, we don't have all those folks in the audience, so.
Yeah, I bring my coaches.
Okay.
But this is my mouthpiece.
Okay. So you want to tell people how to reach out and touch you before we go?
Okay, y'all can check out my YouTube video if y'all like Mr. Romeo DiNatti. That's MRROMEODNATI. One name, no dot.
All right, Mr. Romeo DiNatti. Thank you always, my brother, for coming through and sharing in your voice. We always appreciate you and your presence.
I'm not down.
All right.
Look forward to me. Y'all have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. My goodness, this has been such a wonderful night. And I'm just going to hand it over to my co-host and let him do what he must do. Take us all home.
I'm going to take y'all home with a little old school tonight.
All right.
Somewhere.
Good night, y'all. Have a good weekend. Catch you next week.
Good night.